Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. We are in the process of moving over here. It's a little bit crazy. And this comes right after, you probably noticed a few weeks ago, I kept saying we're sick and we're still sick. Like, we had several weeks of illness hit our family. Then we went straight to moving. It's been a crazy time. All of this on top of like the normal challenges of being neurodivergent and parenting children who don't fit in the box with intense emotions and running a business and all the things, right? So it's been a little bit of a crazy time. And I was tempted, to be honest, I was tempted just to not produce any podcast episodes for a month and just tell you, hey, life's too busy. And if I had done that, it would have been fine. But what I've decided to do instead is just to avoid that all or nothing thinking. And you notice maybe last week's was a little bit shorter and this week's is going to be a little bit shorter. But I'm doing this as an example to you to let you know sometimes you do need to take a break and that's okay. And other times maybe you don't want a break entirely, but you can't do it all. And so doing something over nothing is awesome too. But I wanted to talk to you today actually about the moving itself. It has brought up all sorts of stress and overwhelm in me that I haven't faced for a while. I've shared a lot on this podcast, in my emails, all over my website. I'm just really open and authentic about how hard parenting has been for me at times and how really I've learned so many tools and strategies that I now teach all of my clients as much as I can inside of emotionally healthy families and emotionally intelligent kids. And also some of it here on the podcast and on social media, just tips of what have helped me, because it has been incredible that parenting is not as hard as it used to be. But this moving experience has brought up levels of stress and overwhelm that I haven't had for a while. And I just had an entire day where I think my cortisol levels, which is one of the chemicals produced from stress, they just felt high all day long. I think my heart rate was probably slightly elevated all day long. And I realized I had a choice. I could continue to do this for the next several weeks until the move is over and until we're purchasing a new house and selling an old house. That adds layers of difficulty. So until the sale of our old house ends, I could just continue in this stress and overwhelm, or I could choose to do something about it. I can use the tools and practice what I preach, right? And do something about it. And actually, to be totally honest, my husband jump-started this a little bit. I was telling him how overwhelmed I was. And he told me, you can choose to see it as all of these things that you have to do. Because, you know, there's like never-ending to-do lists right now on top of everything else. You can do it as seeing all these things you have to do and that it's so hard because you have to do all of them and how difficult and stressful and overwhelming it is. Or you can kind of see it as an obstacle course. And so I ran a Spartan race, and I'm hoping to run another one once I have an injury that finishes healing. But he knows that I love Spartan races and obstacle courses and things like that. So he used this analogy. If you don't love those things, then think of something else that you like to do that's kind of tricky, like, I don't know, word searches, Sudoku puzzles. I don't know. Somebody help me out here. Things that are difficult, but we like a little bit because of that challenge and that feeling of success and reward that we have for getting through the challenge. So he told me I could think of it like that. And think, okay, so this is going to work out. How am I going to make it work out? And that was one huge shift for me. Another one was just when I was praying about how stressed I was and how overwhelmed I felt and asking for some help. And sometimes it's hard to even use our own tools when we're in that spot. And I just felt a clear answer that I was supposed to be feeling stress right now so that I could learn how to handle high levels of stress again. That this was an opportunity for me to have that difficulty so I could gain more skills and abilities to handle it. And those were two very key shifts for me in the last week. I also remembered after those, a conversation that I had with Dr. John Ivers here on the podcast. I'll link it in the show notes. Okay, I had to go look up the episode. It was almost exactly a year ago that I had this conversation with Dr. John Ivers here on the podcast. It's episode 54. I'll link it in the show notes. And in that podcast episode, he's talking about a lot of ancient philosophers, and he's calling it dealing with adversity according to the ancients. And one thing he talks about in there is difficult people. And that I can't remember which ancient philosophers, and I'm probably going to butcher this because I'm not going to have time to go and re-listen to that episode before publishing this current episode. But he says something like, every difficult person that we meet is our master teacher. And they're helping us to learn and grow. And of course, we then apply that to children when our children are difficult. And when they're challenging, especially if we're dealing with kids that are highly sensitive, deeply feeling, neurodivergent, have intense emotions, whatever it is, children with extra challenges, it's like extra opportunities to learn and grow. And that's totally what I've seen in my parenting. It's what so many of the clients that I've worked with have seen in their parenting. And we can also apply it to other areas of our life. And that's what I realized with the moving, the stress of balancing everything and the overwhelm. Was my master teacher. This hard moment was a chance for me to learn new ways to handle that stress and that overwhelm in healthy ways. And I had to make a choice. I could continue, like I said, for the next 3 weeks, month, however long it takes, 2 months, who knows, until my situation has changed to bring my stress levels and my overwhelm down. Or I could find ways to handle them now. So that's what I've done. That's what I'm doing. The biggest thing was recognizing it. The biggest thing is shifting my mindset from this is so hard, I just can't do it, to yes, this is hard and I can do it. And what can I do to handle these things? And another thing was just taking a step back and kind of breathing. There's really this never-ending to-do list. And I don't know how we're going to be ready to move on time. And reminding myself that every single time that I've moved, I have felt like this. And it's true. There have been times when I was moving and people came to help us move and I wasn't done packing and they had to help us in that moment to start packing. It's true that I got judgmental comments and like unkind stares and looks from some of the people that came to help move and ended up helping pack instead. And it's true that that's okay. And everything worked out and I ended up moving. And I know I'm going to end up moving this time, and I might not understand all the details and exactly how it's going to happen, but I also know that it's going to happen and it's going to be okay. And I'm going to trust that everything's going to work out just as it always has. And feeling that trust and that hope feels so much better than just sitting in the worry and the overwhelm. And that has opened up more for my logical brain to come in and actually help me find solutions than sitting in that emotional brain and just feeling the stress and the overwhelm and worrying that something is wrong. Bringing that down has opened the doors for me to figuring things out better. Okay. I hope that this has been helpful for you. I always worry. This one was unscripted. And every time I do an unscripted podcast episode, I worry that maybe I just rambled and it didn't make sense. So help me out. There's a few ways. If this episode was just me rambling and it didn't make sense, I want you to let me know. I won't be offended. You know, we talked about being offended in our podcast episode last week. I won't be offended if that's the case. Let me know if you did find this helpful. If you do think it's going to help you out in your parenting journey, let me know that too. Your feedback matters a lot. The best way to leave feedback, of course, is for you to leave a review and to write a review under that and let me know your thoughts. You can also find me on social media, Instagram, Facebook. I am on TikTok, but not as often. Find me in any of those spots at Enlightening Motherhood. And I would really love to just hear your thoughts. If this wasn't helpful and you want less of this, or if it was helpful and you want more of it, come and let me know. And either way, I do hope that there has at least been something helpful for you. And I hope that you have a beautiful week. I really hope you enjoy this podcast as much as we enjoy creating it. You might not know this, but my co-host Ashley and I plan, record, edit, and publish all of these podcast episodes by ourselves. It's a labor of love, and we're so happy to be able to offer them for free to anyone who wants to listen. But if this episode or any other episode has resonated with you, there is a really simple way you can give back. All it takes is a quick text to share this episode with a friend, or even just 1 minute to leave a review on the podcast. Your reviews not only help other parents discover these valuable resources, but they also give us that extra push to keep creating more free, valuable content for you. So if you have just a minute, please leave us a review. Every single one means the world to us. And they really do help to grow this amazing community. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of this journey towards raising emotionally healthy families. I'll catch you in next week's episode.